To us, we're going to have a conversation this morning as our Dharma talk. So, Nellie, you want me to start, I bet.
You already began, didn't you? we're circling back to a topic we've spoken about before, and we'll speak about again because I think it's so fundamental to what we're doing. And we could call the topic resistance to the inner life.
Right. And we're picking up that title from Wynton Higgins, his book called Revamp. And he has a whole section about the resistance to the inner life, a resistance to the inner life. And so we're picking a few paragraphs and going to riff off of those. I'll start with one sentence of a paragraph. I'm assuming you, the reader, embrace the inner life. Otherwise, this book would never have found its way into your hands.
So we could rewrite that sentence. I'm assuming that you who've come to the daily online meditation today embrace the inner life. Otherwise, you would never have found your way to this Zoom room.
Right. That's maybe it's a code word for meditating. I mean, meditating is one way to go inward, to, you know, find the inner life.
Right, right. And I bet there's nobody, dare I say, there's nobody here with us today that hasn't felt some resistance to that, some resistance to going inward, to being with our inner life, especially when so much calls us outward.
Right, right. And he has, again, we're on now on Wynton's word, he has some backup for this, historical backup. He says, I imagine most of us would agree with Socrates in affirming that the examined life, in affirming the examined life as the only one worthy of a human being. What, after all, would an unexamined life look like?
You know, that's a great question. And when we first read it, I didn't have an idea. And then as you just read it aloud, I had an idea. It would look like the life of the people who I grew up around.
Some of us would call that family, right? or people close to us that don't seem to have the interest in embracing an inner life, that hasn't been a direction for them, a draw or a pull or a reason to go seeking people who embrace the inner life, hence being here together.
Right. And, you know, when I said it, you know, I was thinking of the community I grew up in. I feel like that's a whole big question, like the 1950s post-World War II. I mean, people were looking outward. They didn't want to look at what they'd just been through.
Right.
You know, because most everybody in their own way had been traumatized by the war. Right. And we could say that about the pandemic. Some of pundits are saying that people don't want to look back. We've just been through a trauma. We just want to move on.
Yeah, we don't even need the pundits to tell us that. I mean, it's around us. It's in the conversations I'm having with people. It's the soup that we live in right now. It's hard to really reflect back on that time because of what we've gone through individually and collectively.
Right, yeah. Right. So what we're looking for is embracing the inner life, which is, God, when I read it aloud, that's a big leap, embracing it. Sometimes we can embrace it, and sometimes we can just more likely be curious, or maybe just even willing, or even sometimes begrudgingly willing to turn inward.
And with that, I think we're maybe each have our own description of what we're going to find in this inner life or what we're seeking within it. And it's often talked about in the modern day as you're seeking an authentic, a more authentic self or a more true self or something that's more congruent with how you see your own, you know, characteristics. And in Buddhism, you know, you find this teaching of no self. You know, there's no self in there. So if you go in the inner life, you're going to start searching and you'll find nothing. I'm going to let you pick up from there, Nellie.
And that's like a basic confusion. I mean, I feel like earlier in my study and practice of Buddhism, I didn't get that that was this big contradiction that I was trying somehow to do, which was to find this thing that had no self, but also searching for an authentic self. And I was hearing those messages sort of back and forth, like both intertwined without any understanding that that's confusing. And as I thought about it just the other day, in reflective meditation, we're sort of teaching some kind of middle way between those two, right?
Right. And really finding out for ourselves what emerges from that confusion of seeking something solid and eternal, and actually thinking that there's nothing solid and eternal. And you go to those extremes at times, and that you might lean one way for a while and another way for a while. But what comes from actually contemplating this very confusing thing of what's in there? What are we going inwards for?
Mm-hmm. What are we searching for? What are we doing this? Why are we doing this? we're just saying that there is this, at least in me, there's both a deep desire to go inward and find what I find, and also a resistance to that.
Do you want to read the next section that we pulled from?
Sure. And so again, this is from Winton. The benefits of cultivating the inner life might make it sound like a no-brainer, but the resistance to the inner life has been going on since time immemorial. Otherwise, Socrates wouldn't have bothered pointing out the importance of the examined life. I'm pretty sure he was addressing the same problem that the Buddha did, the urge to skate along the surface, no matter how thin the ice underfoot.
Right. And that urge, that kind of default reflex to skate rather than to dive deeper or to touch something that might be painful or upsetting or too big, that there is this way that we do that as humans. We've done it since we've talked about humans, since we've been able to verbalize this. And for me, that felt really compassionate to hear that. Like, this isn't my problem. This isn't, you know, Linda's, you know, struggle, or even just our Sangha's struggle. This is a human struggle that we've been involved in for a very long time.
You know, I kind of like ending there, Linda.
Good. That sounds great. So we'll do our practice together then. From this talk, you'll have a chance to now sit for